There is no margin of error for control of the Senate in Tuesday's election. Republicans need a net gain of just one seat to reclaim the majority. Their candidate in Arkansas, incumbent Tim Hutchinson, may be the most endangered GOP senator in the nation. His race against Democrat Mark Pryor is therefore of huge consequence in Washington. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Harrison, Arkansas, voters back home are mainly talking about family values and family ties.
The campaign ads run by both sides in the Arkansas Senate race talk about homeland security, prescription drugs for senior citizens, and Social Security. But the prior ads that mention Tim Hutchinson always end the same way.
Tim Hutchinson, he's changed.
For voters in Arkansas, the ads are a subtle reference to Hutchinson's personal life. 3 years ago, he divorced his wife of 29 years and married a former Senate aide. For many politicians and their constituents, a troubled marriage might not make much difference in Arkansas, witness Bill Clinton. But family values were always a large part of Tim Hutchinson's appeal. He's a former Baptist minister and a strong social conservative. Hutchinson has tried to respond in his own campaign ads.
This has been a very negative campaign. If half of what my opponent has said about me were true, I wouldn't vote for myself. The truth is, I'm still the same person who's working hard every day to change Washington.
At the Rockhouse restaurant in Harrison, Hutchinson works a crowd of supporters and campaign volunteers who are trying to get out the vote.
Clyde, I have heard a lot about you.
Oh, I'm
I've heard you are a working
No, I'm in trouble.
He's a sign man.
He's a sign man.
CJ, good to see you,
it's
sir.
Good to see you, Tim.
When asked about his divorce and remarriage, many Hutchinson supporters concede they were troubled by it, but say it won't dampen their enthusiasm on Tuesday. But it's a very tight election, and the outcome may be determined by which party produces the better voter turnout. And that's where concerns about the divorce come in, whether it may discourage a high turnout among religious conservatives, the voters that Hutchinson needs most. Even Hutchinson's not sure how important the issue will be.
I don't know what impact it has in the race. We'll let you know after the election. We've handled it and gone on, and I think most people, when they vote, are voting on things that they either feel very strongly about or things that impact their daily lives that they're concerned about, much more than sending a message to Tim Hutchinson.
Joining Hutchinson at this campaign stop in Harrison are three Republican Senate colleagues. They're just a small contingent in what's been a sizable invasion by national Republicans. People like Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, Vice President Dick Cheney, and President Bush, who on Monday is making his third campaign appearance in the state. They all have a very personal interest in bringing Hutchinson back to Washington. Republicans want to recapture control of the Senate, a task that becomes a lot harder if they lose Arkansas. At the Rockhouse restaurant, Hutchinson talks about how much he's accomplished for the state, but also about what will happen if he loses on Tuesday.
And I'll tell you what, the way Democrats get elected in Arkansas is to say they're conservative. And then they get to Washington and they cross the 14th Street Bridge on the Potomac and they get to the Washington Monument. They do a sharp left turn into the waiting arms of Ted Kennedy and Tom Daschle. And that's exactly what will happen with Mark Pryor.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been called a liberal in my whole life during the course of this campaign.
Mark Pryor has worked all year to position himself as a moderate or even a conservative. At a campaign event in Fayetteville, he does his best to downplay the race's national implications. He talks about his record as attorney general and often mentions his family, including his father. Some believe Mark Pryor wouldn't be a factor in this race if not for his father, David Pryor, who served over two decades as governor and senator, and who is one of the most revered political figures in the state. But Mark Pryor mostly is focusing on his independence, which he says will allow him to put the concerns of Arkansas residents above national Democratic Party interests.
Quite frankly, they know in Tim Hutchinson, he's gone to Washington, he's voted with his party in most years about 95% of the time, and he's not listening to us. That's what people here understand. He's not listening to us, and what I'll do as United States Senator is I'll always listen, and I'll always go to Washington and try to put Arkansas first.
6 years ago, Tim Hutchinson became the first Republican Arkansas voters ever sent to the Senate, and it happened despite the presence of President Bill Clinton at the top of the Democratic ticket. The Clintons are gone, at least from Arkansas, and this time the issue of family values is haunting the GOP. It's an issue that could determine who controls the next United States Senate. Greg Allen, NPR News, Harrison, Arkansas.